what we are seeing when people say, it's human nature, mate, you can't change human nature. Well, the nature of the human that we're seeing is the nature of a manipulated, suppressed, and imbalanced human, and that is the outcome of what's being done to us. If you take this analogy of a ball in a tank of water, its natural state is to float on the top.
Right.
To keep it in its unnatural state, George, on the bottom, you have to push it down and you have to hold it there. You can't let it go. You have to keep holding it constantly. Because once you let it go, whoop, it's back to its natural state. And in the same way, we are being attacked and targeted on all these different levels. Microchipping is the big jewel in the crown of this that they want. And they are having to do this because symbolically they have to hold us, the ball, on the bottom of the tank in our unnatural state, and they can't turn off the pressure, if you like, because bang, we'll awaken to the true nature of who we are.
Because so, the minute you let go of that ball, as you said, it explodes to the surface.
Exactly, because it's what we call waking up. People have woken up. And what have they woken up from? They've woken up from a hypnotic trance, because that's what the human race is in. A hypnotic trance, a false reality, a false sense of reality, which we are living, because that is the reality that's being fed to us. And if you want to get into that, I can talk at length about how this is done and what this reality is that we're actually being falsely connected to. But the thing is that when people wake up, all that pressure just gets cast aside. Suddenly, bang, yes, I can see it now. Despite what they put in the food, despite the Tetra mask, despite the mobile phone mask, despite all this other stuff, I can see it now. And that is the spark that we need to get out there, information, so that people can, because once they switch on, then all these things, it's like just shaking the flies off an elephant's back once you open up to the true magnitude of who we are. But while we're in the box, while we're in the trance, we are disconnected from our multidimensional infinite genius and power, and therefore we're a manipulator's party trick. Waking up from the hypnotic trance is the revolution.
David, I want to get your take on a couple things that have driven us crazy here in the United States, and of course part of it includes the company in England, the DP World's takeover of the London-based company Peninsular. And then also at the same time, now they we're told that they're going to sell the leases to those U.S. ports and that they're not going to run them. This is Dubai company. We'll see what happens there. But the other thing that just happened last week that we uncovered was the fact that our administration has signed a no-bid contract with a Chinese company called Hutchison Whampoa to monitor nuclear objects that may be shipped to the United States. It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, George, this is a very synchronistic chat we're having tonight, because we go back to what I was talking about at the start. What something can seem incredibly stupid and bizarre if you don't have the coordinate of knowing what the goal is. The goal is a globally centralized state with a world government, world central bank, world army, world currency, microchip population connected to a global computer. That is the goal. Now, to do that, you have to destroy nations, because, and particularly, you have to destroy superpowers. Because if you have superpowers in the world, the centralized world government cannot dictate to a superpower that has the military economic might to say, excuse me, not doing it, okay, go away.
Yes.
So you need to destroy all power that can confront your power, the power that you want to centrally control. So America is being systematically destroyed. Commercially, economically, militarily, to that end. I've been talking about this for a decade, that this was coming, and now we're seeing it. So what is bizarre to us, like the contract with the Chinese military, in effect, is connected to the fact that they sold off the Long Beach deep sea port to the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Bizarre. I mean, here we have a situation where people like Rumsfeld and others are saying, "Oh, China military buildup and all this stuff." That's because that's another scenario they want. It's leading to a conflict with China. I've been talking about this for a decade. This is where it's leading, and now we're seeing the Pentagon announcing that they're changing their military operations to look at a possible conflict with China. I've been talking about this for a decade and writing about it, that this was a big part of the agenda and where it was leading. They want a third world war, out of which they will say, to stop this ever happening again, we need to have a world government and centralization of control to stop these this conflict on this scale ever happening again. It is a global version of what happened, another global version of what happened after the Second World War, when they said, to stop this happening again, we must have, and in came the United Nations, in came the Bretton Woods agreements, and all these centralizations of global power that happened as a result of the Second World War. So the stuff that you've talked about, which is selling America's assets to forces outside of America, so that America increasingly, by the day, by the week, ceases to have more and more control over its own internal destiny. Control is being given away more and more and more to outside forces. That's absolutely in line, George, with the agenda I've been writing about for 10 years, over 16 years, actually.
And add to that now also what we're seeing, and that's a massive influx of illegal immigrants into the United States, and no one is doing anything about.
Well, let me talk about this, George, because this, again, fundamentally connects into what I've been talking about. We've got the same situation in Europe, where borders have come down as a result of the European Union and the same things happening. Now, when you talk about this stuff, people can say, racist, racist. Well, there are some racists around. There are. I mean, let's not hide it. And they're not all white either. There are racists in all different races. But,
sure.
But if we look at the big picture here, it is not about saying, from my point of view, what about these foreigners? We don't want these foreigners here. I mean, look at the American nation. I mean, it is a wonderful, glorious combination of people from all over the world. That's what America is, and it's something to be celebrated. And it's the same situation with guns. I don't have a gun. I wouldn't use a gun. I don't want a gun, all the rest of it. But instead of saying, oh, it's them gun owners, they're quite right, get rid of the guns, we need to take a step back, and we need to say, hold on, deep breath, take a step back, look at it again, big picture. Why are they trying to get rid of guns in public ownership in America? Why, all over the world, is this thing about immigration, people pouring into different countries, all the rest of it, going on? It is because whether we support countries and nationhood, I mean, I don't consider myself as British. I had to be born on a piece of land, otherwise I would have drowned. And I was actually born on a piece of land that's called Britain. You know, I don't see myself as British. I am infinite consciousness, like we all are. I just having an experience on this piece of land. But the point is that countries and the sense of nationhood is a bulwark against centralization of global power and the removal of sovereign choice within smaller areas of the world, instead of it being dictated to everyone from a central point. Therefore, nationhood and a sense of nationhood, a sense of unique culture, has to go to bring about this global society.